What's very important to understand from the very beginning is that Eritrea, not only does it know about all this human trafficking situations taking place in the deserts of Sudan and Egypt and Libya or whatever, it has become a victim of human trafficking in the last 10 years in particular.
How do you mean it's been a victim?
There has been a deliberate conspiracy that even went to completely destabilizing the country by draining the working age youth from the country, promising them some heaven life abroad. So
you're not taking, your government is not taking any responsibility for the fact that your young people want to leave your country to go and seek a better life elsewhere. A lot of them say they're having to leave because of a repressive condition regime in Eritrea.
That's not true. I think the main issue is there has been a deliberate, orchestrated, highly organized and systematic effort to drain the working youth generation from Eritrea, a youth generation that has been responsible in defending the country during the border war and in the aftermath, a youth generation that has been involved in the development campaign to revitalize the economic situation of the country. So this is a deliberate conspiracy against the nation.
How is that a conspiracy, Ambassador? In 2012, for example, you had four Eritrean athletes who were competing in the London Olympics, you know, seeking asylum in the UK. One of them, Wayne Gebrselassie, he said he didn't want to go back to Eritrea. And I quote him, he says he didn't want to go back to a life as a conscript in the army of one of the world's most reclusive and repressive regimes.
What would you expect an asylum seeker to say when he ends up in a certain country?
So that's just one example out of many. Just a few months ago, you had a boat of migrants, mostly Eritreans, capsized at the high seas in the Mediterranean, trying to get into Europe for a better life.
That's true. There are not only Eritreans, many nationals from different countries that go for a better life. That is something that could not be negated. But what I'm trying to say is the deliberate, organized, orchestrated effort that has been going on to take out Eritrean youth from the country so that they become an asset for destabilizing the country.
Okay, so what specific measures is your government taking to discourage these young people from leaving the country?
Well, I think the basic solution is to, as we are trying to do, despite we have a lot of hostilities, a lot of challenges and problems, to revitalize the economic situation of the country and improve the living condition, which has been affected by the aftermath of the border war with Ethiopia, the drought that we had between 1999 and 2006. So we have been working very hard to do this. That is the basic solution. But we have been working to curb the effects of human trafficking networks that are established throughout the globe.
I want one specific measure.
We have been bringing criminals who have been arrested on the border with Eritrea and sometimes even inside Eritrea who have been colluding, bringing them to justice, raising the awareness of the people.
You mentioned border authorities. It's been claimed that those who have been interviewed say that senior army officers and border authorities were colluding with the kidnappers. Will this claim be investigated, Ambassador?
We have asked the United Nations officially to establish an international independent inquiry commission to study this situation, which is bringing a great deal of damage to the social fabrics of the Eritrean society.
All right.
We haven't got any response, but we are ready to bring all our evidence.